Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lincoln on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now, here's your host of Lincoln on Lending, David Lincoln.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you here. It's December 7th, and I was talking to Alice earlier this week. She was talking about how much snow they have. So we'll get a snow report, and we'll also be getting a legislative update later on the podcast. So good to have you joining us. Hope it's nice wherever you're at. We've had cold temperatures here in Central Texas. Got some sun going, so hopefully it'll warm up a bit. But got the Christmas lights up in the house, and it's starting to look a lot like Christmas. Okay, we'll keep on with the podcast. So it's good to have you with us. This podcast is created by Mortgage Professionals. It is for mortgage professionals. We're so grateful to have you as our listener. As we say each week, our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime, anywhere. Today, we've got Tom Gallucci with us on a pre-recorded basis. Tom is the Vice President of Business Development for the Mortgage Collaborative. We're pleased to be members of the Mortgage Collaborative. Make sure to stay tuned to the Hot Topic segment. Also, we're proud to be a part of the MortgageMedia.com and IndustrySyndicate.com. Hey, news update. Just heard from Black Knight. Mitch Cohen, the Director of Public Relations, sent us an update late last week about the forbearance numbers, especially when you're thinking about last week's podcast where we had Cindy Danko on. Be sure to check out last week's podcast talking about how servicers are responding to this. The good news is there's been a modest decline in the number of active forbearance plans this week, and most likely was driven in part by the 200,000 forbearance plan expirations that are scheduled at the end of November. But overall, all forbearances are now down 91,000, or down 3.2% month over month. 81% of the forbearances still active have had their terms extended at some point since March. So good information. Go check out the report. We'll put a link to that report in our show notes. Check it out. Grateful for that information from our friends at Black Knight. Mitch Cohen, thank you so much. Also, a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. Go check out Marina Walsh's podcast from September 14th, as well as Finastra, whose Fusion Mortgage Bot solution is a great tool. It's housed in the cloud, and borrowers have flexibility to complete the application through one channel or move seamlessly into other channels based on their needs and preferences. I was on a webinar last week and listening to the vision of Finastra and some of the things they're doing. There's a lot of innovation going on in the industry, certainly a lot going on at Finastra. Be sure to check it out at Finastra, FinastraA.com, and check out the Fusion Mortgage Bot. Also, Steve Hoke was on August 24th. Go back and listen to that podcast. Also, Lenders One, we had Justin DeMolion June 1st, as well as the Mortgage Collaborative. Please have them on this week. Tom Gallucci, as well as the Community Mortgage Lenders of America. On September 21st, we had Michael Jones talking about the vision of Community Mortgage Lenders. Go back and check that out. As well as Indicom supports every stage of the mortgage development. August 31st, we had Linda Bomar there at Indicom. Everyone is growing. If you're in third-party business, it is crazy the amount of growth that's happened in this industry, and we don't see the growth slowing down. I'm going to have Mike Frattantoni come on here, talk about the forecast for 2021 here soon, as well as Les Parker talking about some of our regulars come on and talk about what we could see for the new year. One of the things that's clear, though, is how you're connecting with consumers is really important. Cellerate has a great leading-edge technology that has got some pre-designed campaigns that allow you to really to connect with effectively. That also is the case for our friends at Velma. Be sure to check them out, as well as AI Assist, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, Celebrity Home Loans, Innovient. Ted Kramer and their team does a great job of optimizing your pricing and mortgage executions to get the maximum return out of your dollars. So anyway, check out Mobility RE, Modex. Both of these companies are helping you recruit with transparency, as well as VendorSurf, Vidyard. So good to have all of them as sponsors. Check out all of our sponsors on our sponsorship page. Also, special thank you to Alice, Alan, and Matt for their contributions each and every week. Date, we're now going to move into the Hot Topic segment. For those of you listening live, stay right here. Those listening on a downloaded basis, you can just check out the next episode because that's going to be the Hot Topics. We've pre-recorded an episode with Tom Gallucci. Tom is Vice President of Business Development for the Mortgage Collaborative, with the aim of discussing what's happening these days at TMC and basically industry and how they're responding to it. So without further ado, let's get over to that pre-recorded interview with Tom Gallucci. Folks, I'm excited to have joining with me today, Tom Gallucci of Mortgage Collaborative. Tom, good to have you here, friend.
David, pleasure to be with you.
If you're part of TMC, the Mortgage Collaborative, they know who you are. But for those that might not, give us a little bit of knowledge about yourself. Tell our listeners who you are and a little background. How long you've been in the industry and how you got to TMC?
Sounds great. Vice President of Business Development with the Mortgage Collaborative. So I have the esteemed pleasure of managing our preferred partner network, third-party industry service providers that help support our lender members within the Mortgage Collaborative with really best-in-class solutions across the mortgage origination lifecycle. So we've got about 65 best-in-class partners in the collaborative network.
Yeah, Transformation Mortgage Solutions, thrilled to be a part of TMC. We're honored to have it, get the chance to work with you, and appreciate so much how hard you work for us and with us in there. You really do a great job, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's a pleasure of being with the best and working with the best. But yeah, as far as my background, as I mentioned, been with TMC for a little over 4 years. Prior to that, had spent some time with Community Bank in the Cleveland area, a little over 3 years between being a LO assistant, as well as spending some time on the operations side, facilitating training, as well as doing some Encompass admin work. So overall, about 15 years within the financial services and mortgage industry, and Cleveland, Ohio, native, born and raised.
You mention you each week on the podcast, but we don't get a chance to really get in depth about what the Mortgage Collaborative is about. So tell our listeners that are not familiar with the Mortgage Collaborative what the Mortgage Collaborative is and your mission.
Absolutely. So I'll start right off with the mission. Really for us at the Mortgage Collaborative, the cooperative network is designed to help the smaller and mid-market lenders out there not only connect with best-in-class solutions within our partner network, but also network with their peers within the industry and just bring together a network of collaboration to help the mid-market players in particular within our industry be able to compete with the biggest and greatest mortgage lenders within our industry, as well as create an environment for collaboration, idea sharing, really help level the playing field for these lending institutions out there that are serving borrowers and homeowners across the country.
So I love something that TMC is doing. It's called Collabs. And I want to just talk just briefly how much it's bringing value to each other that are sharing their best practices.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to. So the Collaboration Labs actually originated at our winter 2017 conference from some of our lender board members who decided, why not get together at one of their shops for about a day and a half and really get under the hood of their operations, kind of talk about not only best practices, but what's working for them within the industry, kind of strategies on their growth model, different technology or service providers that they're working with, and the experiences that they're having, and look to, you know, kind of network within a network and help figure out how they could support each other and really foster that environment of collaboration. From there, we had such a positive experience come out of that, and we shared it out at the conference with our other attending members. And immediately, a whole host of, I want to get involved in something like this and set up a lab group of my own. So we were more than happy to facilitate the origination of these collaboration labs and originally did it regional kind of settings for these small groups amongst our members who don't directly compete. And it grew to such popularity and the members were getting such value out of the information and idea sharing that they were getting from their peers that we were able to grow it out into its own event and start doing collaboration summits in 2019 to now where we started with a core group of five members participating. This round, we had to do it virtually, but we now have more than 90 of our lender members at TMC participating within a lab group.
How are you doing this during COVID? How have you kept these collaborative laboratories where people get together, share best practices in business and how they're doing different things in their companies?
It's a great question. Not only do you have a remote environment due to COVID where very few of us are able to get out and travel, but on top of that, just with the origination volumes taking place right now, it's so hard for anybody within this industry to break away from their own operation, low to dedicate some time to talk about these topics with their peers. So what we did is really facilitated a virtual setting through our Zoom platform and created an opportunity for these members to get together within their individual lab groupings So we were able to work with the groupings, break it down to about 4 2-hour sessions so that in palatable chunks they could break down the content as to what they wanted to discuss and do it in a way that it wasn't taking them away from their daily roles for an extended period of time. So I think that was really helpful in facilitating it. It's been really interesting to see what's come out of it. Not surprisingly, common themes out there are every lender you talk to is looking for 50 processors or a host of underwriters to help support their operation staff yesterday. So naturally, outsourcing fulfillment services to help solve for their short-term needs, but then also thinking out more strategically long-term for 2021 and beyond, and looking at leveraging emerging technology to help support their ops staff in particular through remote process automation, machine learning, artificial intelligence as a way to help automate some of the mundane tasks that are put on their operations team, where they can deploy those team members to putting out other fires within their operation, continue to push loans through the pipeline.
So when you look at 2021, what's the overall attitude of your lender members as they're looking to the new year? What are you hearing?
Yeah, I think more than anything, they're excited for the opportunity to breathe a little bit and kind of level set for the new year.
Is everyone anticipating the same good volumes?
Yeah, we've seen some prognostication out there within the industry about what origination volumes are going to look like in 21. But I think there's a bullish sense among our membership that refi volume is going to continue at least through the first half of the year, and with some growth on the new construction and builder side, as well as looking at additional product solution opportunities, your renovation tools out there, looking to get maybe back into the non-QM marketplace, expanding their toolkit on the purchase side. I think so they can be really well equipped to hit the ground running once the spring purchase market kicks into full gear.
More and more lenders we're hearing are looking at a consumer direct model. Are you seeing that happening with your members as well? Talk about that if you could.
Absolutely. And I think it's something we started to see even back in 2019, pre-pandemic, where we had a small host of members that had well-established consumer direct shops and getting a lot of inquiries from their peers trying to map out how do they start it up on their own. So I think it has become a more prevalent interest, just as we've seen some recent trends about increasing statistics for the consumer going direct to online applications or forms without ever talking to a loan officer and completing that application. So it's definitely piqued the interest of our members out there, particularly in the IMB space, looking to stand up their own consumer direct models. And I think the biggest challenge they're seeing out there is the qualification of the leads that they're bringing in and trying to really do their homework on aligning with the best lead generation sources for the originator or originators that they're dedicating to that channel to help grow and maximize the potential lead or application volume that comes in.
That goes into the technology area, the point of sales. And what are your people using? First of all, let's talk about the members. You've got some vendor members that are providing some pretty innovative solutions. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really feel like we've got best in breed in the industry on the technology side within our network and the point of sale marketplace with partnerships with Blend, Maxwell, as well as Simple Nexus. Both Blend and Simple Nexus rolling out their eClose platforms, seen a lot of interest within the members on the Encompass integration updates with Blend, as well as the single sign-on technology that Simple Nexus deploys. And even with our partners at Maxwell, we've seen them span out into an expanded lender services model where they're now doing onshore fulfillment services. Could have picked a better time for it too, just with the current need within the industry.
Yeah. That's an understatement. What are you seeing as far as how many are taking advantage of offshoring outsourcing? Maxwell, do they do outsourcing? Is it offshore or is it a blend of onshore, offshore? And what do you find is working best for the lender members?
Great question. So Maxwell in particular, their fulfillment services in the outsourcing space are onshore. And we additionally, we've got partnerships with Equilibrium Solutions as well as Flat World Solutions. Both their operations are offshore for the outsourcing piece. All three are very popular within the membership, but you're trying to solve for those short-term needs. But I hear a lot more conversations of thinking about strategic long-term plays. And but it's an ongoing topic within our membership, is to how do you right size your staff long term, as well as leverage fulfillment or outsourcing partners in a longer term strategic play to be able to balance those shifting fluctuations in volume. I think more so with probably our community bank members, you hear concerns out there for potential reputational risk or leveraging, say, offshore solution providers. But at the same point in time, I've heard a counterweight out there saying, if you're providing the staffing, whether it's here in the country or outside of it, you're doing your community a great service by increasing your staff's bandwidth to be able to produce more volume. So it's really doing a service across the board.
We love getting together at the meetings. COVID has taken out all conferences and meetings, but you have a year-end event that's coming up. Let's talk about that.
We do. Appreciate the plug there, David. Obviously, we were saddened to not be able to join with our members and partners in Denver this past August. So we decided great opportunity to pivot to the virtual event space. And so we tried to come up with something different out there. Obviously, you've seen a lot of virtual events within the industry. It's really the one way we're able to kind of network and engage on a larger scale right now. But everybody's trying to figure out their own niche in that space. And how do you differentiate from what's out there and make it unique to your client base? We've been able to do a creative title, Play on the Holidays with the 12 Days of TMC. Wanted to think of a time frame a year where volume should be a little bit more palatable. People are battening down the hatches a little bit to gear up for year end and the start of a new year. It creates a lot more bandwidth for people to be able to engage and participate. Not to mention, it's not a full day event either. So we're going from 1:30 Eastern to about 5 p.m. Eastern, Tuesday through Friday, the first 3 weeks in December. So great app day worth of content. There's some innovative breakout sessions talking about emerging technology, post-pandemic operations and the customer experience, as well as having some really dynamic keynote speakers from outside of the mortgage industry.
Okay.
And those include Mike Ruzioni, famous from the Miracle on Ice, Marcus Luttrell, who is made famous by Mark Wahlberg in the Lone Survivor movie, coming to tell his story. It's some great keynotes also within the industry. So we've got Doug Junkin joining us from Fannie Mae, Tim Aopoulos from Blend, a whole host of additional speakers out there to really give a depth of perspective on how this year has progressed and what we're looking out for as we come up on the start of 2021.
I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to come here be with us, Tom. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
David, it's my pleasure as always, and appreciate you and your partnership with the Mortgage Collaborative and everything you've done to support us.
Yeah, it's a great partnership. We're so grateful to have it. Folks, we've had as our guest, Tom Gallucci, who is Vice President of Business Development for the Mortgage Collaborative. Tom, how can people get connected, learn more about it? Go to the website. I'm assuming it's the best. You got all the information up there?
Absolutely. So you can check us out at www.mortgagecollaborative.com. You can also follow us or interact with us on social platforms, including LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as well.
Have a great rest of your week, friend. Talk to you soon. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate Tom joining us and give us an update. I am always interested to see how different associations are handling the COVID, and they're doing a great job of it. So check out that, share that podcast with others. Looking forward to next week's podcast. We've got Ted Kramer joining us. He is the president of Innovient. We're going to be talking about what leading companies, some of the top mortgage companies, largest in the nation, using as technology, are the advantages it's creating for them. So really exciting. I'm going to be looking forward to sharing something. I think it's been one of the best kept secrets in our industry is the Innovient product and what it can do to help on pricing. So we're going to hopefully release the secret with that interview with Ted Kramer next week. Folks, so good to have you with us. We're appreciative of our sponsors, Finastra, the MBA, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Accelerate, Mobility RE, Modex, and a whole lot more. Check out all of our sponsors on our sponsorship page on the LickinandLenny.com website. Appreciate it. So anyway, have a great week and look forward to hearing more from our listeners throughout the week. A lot of the content that we create here that we add or take away is based on our feedback from our listeners. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.